everyone. Welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We are going further into the original miniseries of Challenge of the GoBots with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com. And today's episode is episode 4, Earthbound. Nice to see you, Boo. Nice profile picture.
Oh, yes. I got pretty. I get prettier every day on here.
So you say. So yeah, man, we're going through this this miniseries, and man, okay, first of all, voice acting is really good. The animation is really good. I can't find anything wrong with it except that it's a small cast, which is not a bad thing.
Oh yeah. Well, if you notice, like later Transformers series went to that, and even like during like the Sunbow series, like the biggest complaint they had was that the cast was so large.
Yeah, well, you have to have an episode for each character or a mini series for each character, whatever.
Right.
Sorry, my like stage one Lon Chaney Jr. Growth here. So if I'm pulling out my beard stuff, it's because I'm not used to it. So it starts off with we go right back into where Leader One got shot down when the Guardians are trying to escape.
Right.
And right there, Crasher is like powering up her power beams and her fists.
Yeah.
But Psycho's like, wait, don't destroy him, Crasher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He reins her in.
Yeah. Which, I mean, is a mistake for the Renegades. That was their, you know, that was their first mistake.
Well, yes and no. He needed, and, you know, as with any like enemy commander, you need to interrogate him before you kill him. You know,
this is true, but you know, they could have come out of that a little better, but
yeah,
still,
Crasher was really disappointed.
Yeah, she was. She's have a crush on him, you know.
Oh, yeah, this is all sour grapes for her.
Yeah, he didn't choose her, so this is her time to get back at him. But,
so, meanwhile, Braxis is reveling in his newfound power over the population of Earth. And
he wants California.
Yeah, he wants to just play with it. Can
Yeah.
I just play with California? Because Psycho's like, no, I need all the Earthlings to work on my plan, my evil plan. And he's like, can I just play with California? And Psycho like, well, how about I just pull that neutralizer out of your ear and
Yeah.
stop that lip? And I love it. Crasher pops in. She's like, do it.
He's like, oh, Crasher, how I've missed your charming laugh. It was awesome. Like
Oh
the
yeah, I
banter.
mean, she was just like, yeah, she didn't care, just do it.
But the banter between Crasher and Psycho are great.
Oh yeah, they have great conversations bouncing back and forth, especially when there's somebody else that they're talking about. Like Braxis is right there and they're talking about him like he's not.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
This is so nice.
Well, and then we see the temporary astro beam effect kick in that we heard about in the first episode. They mentioned that it would be temporary.
Yep.
And now we see it just starts withdrawing Jeeper Creeper.
Hey, you are
Back to
gone.
Gobatron. I'm
Go
out.
back to Gobatron.
But yeah, I'm just wondering how that works, because you think it'd take a lot of energy to just pull something back where it is. I mean, but you know, the science of Gobatron would seem like magic to us. So,
Yes. The astro beam is one of the most magical things because
it
it's
seems almost like it's more of like the transporter, like it makes a duplicate of you
I
and holds
guess
you in stasis on the other side.
that'd be a good way to put it.
That I mean, I don't know that we never get like a good explanation of how it works.
You don't know.
Yeah,
You
it
don't know
seems like
anything.
magic, because we're just
Yeah.
mere Earthlings. So they've explained this already to us. We're
Yeah,
too dumb
exactly.
to understand it, so don't try.
We're too primitive.
Right?
But
You know,
Psycho's
that's
like,
a clever like literary device there. It's like, oh,
oh,
you
yeah.
wouldn't understand it if I told you, so just accept it.
And Psycho's like, tell the other renegades that my conquest will come soon.
Oh yeah, he uses it. I mean, since you're going back, you know,
What,
pass
really
him
a
a note.
message?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was, it's kind of cool. I hate to see Jeepers Creepers go, but we get a really nice addition later in the episode, which I'm extremely excited about.
Oh yeah, I bet you are. What's neat is when Jeepers Creepers disappearing, if you watch his head lingers after the astral beam cuts out, and
Yeah.
then it just pops out of the thing. So that I think that's our first like major animation error that I've noticed. I mean, I've noticed like some eyes miscolored here and there, but that
Yeah.
one really stood out. And I think as you'll see as we get closer to the end of this miniseries, they were kind of rushing to get
Oh,
things
probably.
done.
Yeah,
Yeah. Because we start seeing more animation errors. I mean, they're not terrible, but they kind of pop out. Some of them are noticeable more than others, though.
I mean, the animation errors aren't as egregious as Transformers, but yeah, if you look for them, you see them.
You know what? I think a lot of the what helps GoBots is they don't have faction symbols. So you don't have
That's a
guys
good
drawn with the
point.
wrong faction symbols.
I have never thought about that.
At least now that they were. There are like little like grid and lightning symbols and stuff like that for the Renegades
Yeah.
and the Guardians, but you don't see them on the individual robots.
No, I didn't realize that. That was the first time I thought about it now that you said that.
And that's always something like Transformers fans do is like, well, how did they not know that was an Autobot? It's got a big Autobot symbol on the
Yeah.
hood, so
Yeah.
the branding.
And there's like there's miss mis it's mis animations like, Soundwave with an Autobot symbol or God.
Skylinks with Decepticon symbol on
Yeah.
its nose and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that
think
happens.
Perceptor had a Decepticon symbol a couple times too.
Happens a lot.
Yeah,
So
it's not uncommon.
no.
Well, and even in the comics, remember we saw Ratchet with the Decepticon
Oh,
symbol.
that's right.
Yeah, so stuff happens.
Yeah, in the words of oh God, I was gonna say it's not unusual. It's not unusual.
Are you doing some Tom Jones there?
Tom Jones, thank you.
You're
Man.
welcome.
God, yeah, that was fantastic because I was really gonna flounder on that for a while. But
I should have let you dangle a little more. I'm
maybe
too
so.
kind.
Yeah. I would have
So
been Googling like I'm still looking, I'm figuring out the next line.
that's one advantage I guess GoBots have in their disguise side of things is, they don't have symbols to give them away. Although they
Yeah.
often drive around with their heads sticking out, so I guess it balances out.
Psycho just doesn't care.
Well, and people don't seem to notice Scooter's face.
Which is weird because it's
Yeah.
always out. Well, except for that one scene that it wasn't out.
Yeah, that was the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
And he's yeah, I don't know. It was the 80s. Maybe they figured it was some like trendy custom Scooter.
I mean, look at it this way. We have vehicles now that look like the mid-80s like driver simulator stuff, like with the Cybertruck.
Oh yeah, well, and it's like on Knight Rider, like hardly anyone ever noticed, the LED going back and forth on the front of
Yeah.
his optic. So,
Which LEDs were pretty uncommon then, so it was a big thing.
it's a cool thing now if you
Yeah.
see a car driving around with that little red LED going back and forth on the front. You're like, oh, cool, Knight Rider. You never see that.
I don't. I see truck nuts more than I see that. So there's
Yeah.
that.
Well, you try not to look at those. You're like,
I can't help it.
I know. No, you don't want to get caught looking at them. Oh,
I've
you're
just
looking at my
accepted it.
truck nuts.
I just accepted at this point, like those are nice truck nuts.
Are you staring at my truck's gender affirming add-on?
I'm staring at you, truck nuts. So, but Scooter and Turbo are once again running from the popo.
They've gotten plenty of practice for this in the previous episodes. It's like,
Man, I expect Ice-T and Body Count to be playing on like Turbo's radio.
oh yeah, that or I mean, I'm having flashbacks of like the Dukes of Hazzard too,
Yeah,
because they look
totally.
kind of like Roscoe's cop cars chasing him. That's
But
Hazzard County after him there.
dude, speaking of that, there's two officers leaning out of the pursuing patrol car with like NES light guns. Did you see
Yeah.
those things?
Oh yeah.
They're like perfectly like NES light guns without the Nintendo Entertainment System
Yeah,
logo on the side.
the power zappers, I forgot exactly what they're called.
Yeah, totally.
Light zapper, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. See, that's why they outlawed them, made them orange because of
Oh
this scene.
I have the original one because I'm old.
Yeah, I
So
still have that one.
there's a farmer that goes after. Sorry, let me get back to this. Turbo's like, hey, let's go this way to this cornfield. And Scooter's like, all right, and stay behind me, Scoot. And they come across a farmer on a corn thresher who is who's like, oh, now's my chance. And he's doing the whole like spinning blade thing towards the towards the Guardians. But Turbo, in his first instance of the anti-gravity Stunicon ability, just leaps off the ground and like destroys the corn thresher.
Yeah. And oh, the light zappers were making the same sound effects as the guns from V. The
Oh
visitors'
wow.
guns. Yeah. I caught
Considering the
those sound
name of the
effects.
next episode, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just funny because, they're just booking through that cornfield, and all I'm thinking of for some reason is Children of the Corn. And I'm thinking like Scooter with his holograms, he was really he who walks behind the rose.
I got caught up in a Twister, but
Oh yeah, I could see that too.
my wife loves Twister, so I've seen it a lot of times, right there with Halloween and a few other movies. So yeah, seeing the corn like going through the cornfield and like
Well, there's a Halloween moment in the next episode, so we'll get to that.
nice.
Yeah. So yeah, and we find out that weeks have passed. This has been weeks the sheriff has been under
I saw
control.
they've been able to run for weeks, which is kind of neat.
Well, and I thought it's kind of cool. Okay, so the guy that's running the corn thresher, he's still working, in agriculture. So Sykal didn't pull the people off of, food production. He realized, oh yeah, these guys still need food.
It's
So,
like, energy production. You need it.
right, he needs his new zombies working on his Zods. So,
Oh, which we find out later. Come on,
yeah.
you're
Oops,
getting ahead of
spoiler alert.
ruining the spoils.
I know, right? But no, I thought that was he's actually really good at managing
He is actually.
because
He's got. He's got a like a. He's got a like a business plan together for his takeover of Gobatron.
right. And you'd think that, a lot of like short-sighted guys would just pull, okay, just everybody go, you're working on my evil secret plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, it's like, no, man, we got to keep feeding them. They got to keep working. This is going to take a while. He's planning ahead, and it also means that, he's probably not going to let go of Earth when
Oh
he's
yeah,
done
no,
with it.
totally not.
Yeah.
He wasn't intended to. It actually reminds me a lot of one of my favorite shows, Exo Squad, where the Neo Sapiens, who were the slave race of it originally, took over and like took over humanity, and they were feeding him to starvation. They realized they had to feed him, but when they like got to the point where they were just because there's right currently there are like what 7 billion people on the planet, close to eight. They realized that, well, if we run through these, we just fly them into the sun. They were basically committing a Holocaust on humanity once they like realized they don't have to anymore. See, the thing is, though, that created like resentment and so forth. This cycle is actually thinking of the fact like we need them for a long term to do what we need. So
Right.
why kill them off? We can just like
This is
let
an
them.
asset. If they're able to do all this in this short amount of time, then what else can they do? You don't just, burn down the factory when you're done
Yeah,
building
exactly.
your munitions or whatever. It's like, no, we might need more. And I know we do a lot of comparisons between Transformers and GoBots. It's hard
You
not
have
to.
to.
Yeah. And in the comics, which we haven't got to this part yet, but do you remember Robot Master?
Oh, yes, I
Yeah.
do.
Okay, do you remember when the Decepticons kidnapped him and he was hungry and they didn't know what to feed him?
I vaguely, 'cause I haven't read that comic in a long time on purpose because I want to go into it like fresh again. I vaguely remember
Well, yeah. Anyway, they had problems figuring out what to feed him. We'll get to that.
that.
And it was kind of funny. I don't want to spoil that for you if you don't remember it, but
I don't, so that'd be good to go back
yeah.
to when I get there. And then,
So
like, they do
this
the.
shows that Psykill actually has a better grasp of like who he's, I guess, subjugating.
Well, there's a reason for that, which we'll find out later in the series.
Yes.
So, there's a marked difference between the GoBots and the Transformers. which
Yeah, there's a
is
big difference.
yeah, you could say there's a squishy difference,
Yeah.
but we'll leave that there
Yeah,
for
we don't
another
want to
time.
spoil that one.
I
I've
yeah, I
already
know.
spoiled the secret plan.
Tim in the in our Discord already like said, hey, wait till you get to this part. Like he is one of the only things he remembers is the part we're referencing, and I can't wait to get there because I don't remember that.
Well,
But
if it's weird what happened with it because it was supposed to follow this mini series, that reveal. Like it was supposed to come immediately after that. But something got twisted and ended up being aired at the end of the series.
We should totally like get when we get done with this, we should go into that mini series. What do you think?
That's what I was thinking. We should just follow it, the intended, I guess, order rather than the air dates, because
Yeah. So what we're doing with Transformers, we're going to air dates. With this, we're trying to follow a cohesive story. So there's a big difference with that. So,
well, and you've seen a lot of these already,
oh, I've
like
seen the
back in the
images.
day, but
Oh yeah. You've
yeah.
shown me like images of more recently. Like I can't wait to see that like full
Yeah.
on. It's gonna be
So
good.
that's what I think it would be better for the flow of this and just mirror, because I mean, I think they're like episodes like 42 through 47.
That seems stupid.
Yeah, but it should have been like episodes, six through like nine or whatever, or
Yeah, so
10,
we'll get into
six or
that.
10. Duh.
You're fine.
Yeah, I was counting them.
I can do maths real
Had to get my
well.
fingers out. I'm glad I didn't have to go to my toes.
My abacus. So yeah, but so yeah, like you said, they've been on the run for weeks. But before that, Scooter hides him and Turbo in this haystack with a hologram.
Yeah, holograms
Hologram.
fool everybody.
Dude, he references his holograms a lot in these episodes.
Yeah. That's his
But
main ability. I mean, that's pretty much
yeah.
all he's got.
And yeah, I remember that like from when watching this as a little kid. But they find a farm like a barn and they go hang out in the barn for a while and there's this great scene with the Scooter's chewing on a string of hay.
Oh yeah, he's getting into it.
Yeah, he is.
He's getting into the role. He's been watching Hee Haw transmissions.
God, I kind of want to go back and watch Hee Haw because I know it's not politically correct at all, but I don't care because that stuff came on when I was little.
Some of it, and some of it's still good. They've got
Oh,
some,
yeah.
the musical acts are always good on there.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. And I
But,
mean, how often do you see like Johnny Cash spit in somebody's face,
that's true. I mean,
consensually.
Hee Haw was essentially the southern version of what was I had something in mind of Benny Hill
Yeah,
sometimes.
it was like Benny Hill with a little bit of Ed Sullivan mixed in. Yeah.
Which I was like, when I was younger, Benny Hill was something that came on after like Saturday Night Live, and I was like, I shouldn't be watching this, but I did. Anyways, the Crasher has decided that she's going to use Nick and AJ is bait and radios on the Guardian frequency.
Oh yeah, they know Scooter's gonna be listening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think who actually gets that first is Turbo. Turbo's
Oh.
chest panel lights up.
Oh yeah. And then, but and Scooter's been picking up the pulsar generators
That's
signal
right.
too. He's
He's
got
trying to
that
figure
weird
that out.
signal. Yeah.
So yeah, the Crasher is like, hey, you need to come to this location within like an hour, or we're gonna chop up with your friends with copter's blades. And she doesn't dance around it. She just like, yeah, he's gonna have fun with your friends with his blades. So that was always kind of nice.
Oh yeah, they really like lay it on thick that they basically, I'm gonna do a countdown, and if not here by then, they're dead.
But Scooter has a great idea.
Yes, he does.
And I actually love this so much. This made me laugh watching it. He shows up as a hologram of Psy-Kill over himself. And he like tricks Copter and Crasher to investigate a ship that's landing 15 kilometers away. Take the police with you.
Yeah,
All
there
right.
could be more guardians landing, some reinforcements, so he needed them to go check it, and he'll take care of these kids. And he does
I'll
it in
take
Psy-Kill's
care of the
voice.
kids. Yeah, actually, it was fun. They go away, and he goes back into his original form, and he takes out the hologram. Turbo's there, and AJ and Nick are not having it.
Well,
So,
did you catch the meta line there?
what's that?
Scooter, when he takes off his persona as Psy-Kill, he says, "I'm the GoBot of 1,000 voices."
I did catch that.
And that's what they called Frank Welker, the man of 1,000 voices. So it had a little self-referential humor there.
That's kind of nice. I didn't put that together, but you're right.
Oh yeah, I laughed at that. And then Nick and AJ are get stuck inside a turbo.
Yeah, Turbo, the second time in this miniseries, kidnaps AJ and then
But he
also
sticks them
has
in there
Nick.
upside down this time.
Yeah. He's like opens his the windshield of his car mode and like throws him in and rises back up. That just he like Turbo goes around kidnapping. So yeah, sorry, I had my notes. Turbo, comma, once again kidnaps AJ and then also Nick. That was my notes for this part of it. So Psy-Kill chastises Scratcher and Copter and brings out Leader One in his glass tube prison.
Oh yeah, and this is where we find out that he's manufacturing Zods. Yeah,
He
so
gives me monologues.
I only spoiled about 5 minutes ahead, so we're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he's got Leader One under glass, so nice presentation, needs a little parsley around him.
Little sauce, I think.
Yeah.
But he monologues that he's having all the humans. Yeah, that's why we find out there's no people in the city. It's having all the
Well,
humans or factories to develop Zods.
what kind of wine goes with GoBot under glass? I think that's a question we need to
I
ponder.
think that's definitely for a well for something like site for a Leader One. I think that's going to be definitely he's kind of plain Jane. I think he's gonna be a Chardonnay. I definitely think a Chardonnay because he
Yeah, I
is
was gonna say, because
so
he's
common.
aircraft, so that's white meat, right?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
he is so he is so white girl plain that yeah, he's gonna definitely be a Chardonnay. Or even a white Zinfandel, let's go with that. But
That's so
so,
basic.
it's a Leader One is pretty basic.
I don't even know wine, and I know that's basic.
A Chardonnay is the most commonly made grape. Let's say that for our listeners who know anything about wine. So Psy-Kill does something that is pretty brutal also and uses a mind probe on Leader One. But it sounds like let me see. No, I guess I didn't put that down. It has a certain oh, it sounds like a land speeder from Star Wars. It's really weird.
They
Whenever you're like
borrow a lot
watching,
of sounds from Star Wars from this point on, too.
there are. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and we get the name of the mind probe, which in the future episodes, the Guardians will also call it by this name. It's the Brainstormer.
That sounds nice and easy.
Yeah. And the Renegade version looks a lot more painful.
Well, yeah, I guess he'd be even like that. And Crasher leans in like, hey, how's it feel?
Oh yeah,
She's
she's
loving
totally
it.
getting her comeuppance on him.
Yep. But Psy-Kill uses the mind probe to get locations of secret guardian bases and they start like showing like kind of readouts like almost like blueprint readouts of where the guardian bases are on the monitor. And
Yeah, because that's what they're getting. They want to know the defensive positions on Gobatron for
definitely.
their Zod Armada.
Yep. And Then Psy-Kill uses the Astro Beam to bring in the goat
Oh
tank.
yeah, that's good. General Lindley came in and informed them that they'd spotted Turbo and Scooter in sec or Zone 7,
Zone 7, yeah, which is the
which I'm
city
guessing.
apparently.
Yeah.
So
So,
yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
oh, I just thought that was, yeah, and he summons Tank. And did you catch who was doing Tank's voice?
It struck a chord, but I did not catch who it was.
That's Peter Cullen.
That's why I recognize the voice. Peter
He's
Cullen.
kind of like a halfway to Venger voice.
Peter Cullen, and we, being Transformers fans, we love his voice. It is very, very recognizable. But in a way, it's like Gary Chalk, and I love Gary Chalk. He's fantastic. You can
Oh yeah.
always hear a little bit of his voice in everything he does. Frank Welker is good because he's a man of a thousand voices, of course.
Oh yeah, he goes everywhere. He does sound effects even.
Oh yeah, he does. He
Yeah.
has animals. Peter Cullen, you can always kind of tell in the background, which is what probably struck me as like recognizable. Nothing against him at all. That's fantastic. Scott McNeil, who's also was like well known for Beast Wars and doing a lot of other voices, you can always hear his voice. You always tell it's him. So a lot of voice actors, you have a it was almost like an identification with their voice patterns and how their highs and their lows are. Peter Cullen's like that a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of nice having a tank Peter Cullen.
So yeah, one of your favorite guys is, one of your favorite voice actors.
Yes, I'm freaking winning.
So, we see the not quite the skyline, but we get a scene across the city. It pans across the city.
Yeah.
And we know how much Ed loves this stuff, so I made sure to note it.
I did too.
Oh, you did? Okay. Do you want to read off the names of the signs?
Holy Day Company. Not holiday, Holy Day. And Kingdom instead of Kingdom.
Kingdom. Yeah,
Yeah.
not kingdom, just kingdom.
Kingdom. I missed the name on the place where the Guardians are at.
Yeah, because they're trying to find stuff to make neutralizers for
Yeah.
AJ and Nick. And I zoomed in on it, and it's RBS Laboratories.
What RBS stands for?
RBS stands for, at least this is what everyone surmised, the showrunners, I guess the story editors, or Tom Ruger, that's the R, Alan Burnett is the B, and Jeff Segal is the S, so that's RBS.
Jeff Segal, who also was the story runner on Exo Squad, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
I'd
See?
love to interview him one day. Jeff, if you're listening, reach out. More than Mises guys at gmail.com. Just saying.
That wasn't creepy at all.
No, I think it was very very forthright of me. No, and actually when I talked to oh my God, Will Meunier, he suggested I talk to Jeff Segal. So I want
Yeah.
to do that at some point. But
No, that'd
anyways,
be a great one to
oh
interview.
God, more things I work on like between GoBots and Next Squad and everything. He's had his hand in a lot of stuff, so it would be great.
These guys all like forged your childhood.
Oh my God, I didn't realize Jeff Segal did so much, but he did. I actually it's kind of nice seeing our friend of the show Michael Charles Hill. Meeting with a guy who's has gotten has kind of like risen a lot in the Transformers Online fandom, the Reflector Files. It's kind of cool to see him. I almost met Michael Charles Hill in person at the at a convention east of Atlanta, but we had Helene come through that at that time, and I'm like,
Oh yeah, the
I'm going to go
hurricane.
through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one day I will meet Mike Hill. He's seems like a really great guy. So I'm assuming a lot of these guys who work on this stuff are great, and they just enjoy this because they did a great job at it. You could say it was a paycheck, but they enjoyed this. They put a lot of thought and effort into these things.
They did well. They forged the myths that we
Yeah.
grew up with,
That's
and.
important.
And when you get to meet them, it's be like if you grew up in ancient Greece and you got to meet Homer.
I was going
Not
to make a
Simpson.
Simpsons joke, but I'm not going to do that.
Not Simpson. But yeah, and we're fortunate enough to be able to meet the people that made the stories that,
Yeah.
we grew up listening to or watching.
That's very
And
fortunate. They've all been actually been really, really cool to talk to. Like we
yeah.
talked to Simon Furman. I mean, he was fantastic.
Oh yeah, Buzz Dixon.
Buzz Dixon, oh my gosh. He was
Yeah.
so fun to talk to. I could have talked to Buzz Dixon the entire day, just talking
They've all
about
been great.
yeah. I know Mike Hill wants to come on and do some future episodes with us. He enjoyed our Cult Slither episode. So it's kind of nice knowing these guys are out there who gave like a lot to these shows and still, it would be like I like to pick their brain at some point. But
You know, they say never meet your heroes, but thankfully we haven't had that moment with them. They've all
man,
been great.
they've been fantastic. And I don't know, you know, it's gonna be a few weeks till this one comes out, but I want to say, everyone, keep Gary Chalk in your thoughts. He's one of the better ones, obviously, and he's having some health problems, so definitely keep him, keep Big Bot in your thoughts.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, so it gets back to this though. Scooter creates like Bluetooth earpieces for Nick and AJ.
They look a lot like Braxis's, so you know, great
Yeah.
minds think alike.
Or it
So
was easier to use the same image and model, but yes.
I love the line used in this, hold your horsepower. This is like the first time we really hear something like that, 'cause you know, in Transformers, Ron Friedman worked a lot of those in. But yeah, this is like the first, I guess, really standout, I guess, tech jargon dialogue. Said, hold your horses, hold your horsepower. I thought that was
Yeah, like, you know, it's not
humorous.
exactly brilliant baloney, but it's pretty good. But so they're getting attacked by Tank and his whole like tank armada, and then like there's these helicopters, and like they look like you remember in the early 80s there were like the glider planes?
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier when the cops were chasing them too. They were just like gliders. They,
Yeah, there's no engines at all on them.
so you know, these police stations or whatever, they have some pretty cool budgets to have a bunch of, you know, gliders.
Right? I can imagine. I'm trying to picture. Oh, excuse me.
That's that Reaganomics trickle down to the police stations,
Trick down the police departments.
right? And Nick and AJ have like no memory of what they did while they were controlled by the pulsar generator.
I
So
think it'd be kind of neat if they there was a whole like side story of them like regaining that those memories and all the horrible things they probably did.
right.
Well, you know, that's just
That's
like.
probably a little too deep for this, but it'd definitely be something to revisit now, like towards a more, I guess, adult audience.
Revisit in a comic. Skybound, I'm talking to you. So
Oh, that would be cool. Skybound GoBots.
bring them all into the same universe.
Oh,
Yeah. I mean, the Skybound comics are so good already,
I
but
mean, they're a different planet. There's no reason why we can't have a Gobatron and a Cybertron in the same
why not?
galaxy.
Apple Core planet and Dead Planet.
Can't we all just get along?
But speaking of that, though, the helicopters that are coming in, there Matt is in one of the copters.
They're really good at putting their friends in the line of fire. Like,
Well, I love this because Matt gets shot out of his helicopter, and he does a full G.I. Joe diving out of the helicopter, you know, cockpit.
oh,
But
yeah, because Turbo wrecks that
he
helicopter.
does, and he lands face down on the ground.
It's like he didn't even like bother to look see if Matt was there. He's like, oh, enemy chopper, it's gone. And Matt happened to have enough wits about him in his zombified state to bail out.
Yeah, but he bailed out face first into the in the pavement. But he's okay
Well, you know, if you
because
go up too high, you're gonna be salami. So
you know, you get your I was like your main major your top velocity, what is that?
oh, your terminal velocity?
Terminal velocity, thank you,
Yeah.
God. So you hit terminal velocity. If you can escape terminal velocity, you're fine. Right, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't too far above the ground, but yeah, I
Yeah.
think he was more concerned about the rotors and the impending explosion.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
It's like a GTA helicopter, man. Those things take one hit and they are
Oh,
gone.
the days of us playing GTA all night.
And then they've got a bunch of like, and they're almost like H tanks, aren't they? Following
They
tank
are.
in?
They
Yeah.
are. They're kind of neat tanks.
Yeah. Yeah. They got like the hexagonal barrels on them and stuff.
Yeah. But we are transported to Gobatron, where Trax, Hans Kuff, and Pathfinder are raiding the Renegade Fortress.
Yeah, they're laying into it.
They are. It's to the point where Phytor is sitting in like the I guess the throne room or whatever. He's like worried that they're gonna like break in, and he tells he radios Psycho to tell him what's going on, and Psycho's like, "Don't worry. You'll lose this battle, but we'll win the war.
And Vitor, he's a much cooler guy for a second in command
Yeah.
because he knows he's going to lose, and he could have had an I told you so moment because he told Sykil this was going to happen if you take Zod away.
Yeah.
And he apparently has a lot of faith in Sykil because he does his best to hold the fort down and trust Sykil to pull him out of it.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the right move, but here we are.
You know, he's loyal at least.
He's definitely not Starscream.
Yeah. Which.
He's more akin to a Soundwave than he is a Starscream.
Or more. He's more like Sunbow Shockwave.
Yeah, it's actually a good point. Yeah. I was gonna say
He's
shot.
left as the guardian over the what's going on at home, I guess.
Definitely not Marvel Shockwave.
Oh no. Not at all. So yeah, the Guardians capture Matt after he bails out,
Yeah.
and they run into a subway tunnel, and Tank fires homing missiles after him,
It
and
shoots
just
them up in the air, and they do this whole like way back down thing to the
Tank's
tunnel.
got the fancy missiles.
He does. No wonder I like him
Yeah.
so much.
Oh yeah. Well, didn't you get the new version of him?
I also did that. Yes.
Yeah, the machine robo.
I should have brought him out to have on the video, but I didn't.
Take a picture of him, throw it in there later.
I'm gonna put it on this video so people. So I'm delaying now so you can see a nice video image of the machine robot tank. Anyways,
You can do like the Price is Right, like showcase or
now
put
the
him on a turntable.
showcase showdown.
So they survive. He collapses the front of the subway, and again they prematurely assume that they've killed their enemies.
They have the worst habit of doing that.
Yeah. And that's your typical 80s bad guy.
The monologuing kind, especially.
Yeah. And I mean that really goes back to I'd say even like Golden Age comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many times did Lex Luthor swear, oh, and there's no way Superman could survive that, and then
You might
period.
even call it a trope.
A
So,
trope.
yeah, definitely.
So they have two neutralizers extra, and they pop one into Matt's ear,
Yep.
and he references Zombieland before the movie existed.
That's right, he
So
does.
is Matt Hunter a time traveler?
Or did the people who developed Zombieland watch GoBots? So
They watched
anything's
some
possible.
GoBots.
Anything's possible. They're probably the right age. So we have they all arrive at the Zod staging center, and Cycle brings the command center. How fortunate for our heroes.
Right. Oh, and back on Gobatron also, you had Phytor, Bugyman, Screwhead, and Loco together. And Bugyman was voiced by Peter Cullen in this episode as well.
Oh, I didn't notice him talking, but I'll go back and watch that. Nice.
It maybe later on, but yeah, I noted that he's voiced by Peter Cullen in this episode.
Okay.
So they
Nice.
keep passing Bugyman around. So they eventually settle on a voice actor for him for the main series.
Okay.
But yeah, through this mini series, yeah, they just who's available? You're Bugyman.
I actually I gotta track down more GoBots. I got a lot at one point. It was kind of nice having a bunch of them. So I ended up getting two Jeepers Creepers, but I want to find some more of them. So it'd
Oh
be
yeah,
nice.
and Pathfinder also, I don't know if you noticed, but she is modeled after a Cylon Raider
She
spacecraft.
is 100%. I love that. I noticed
Yeah.
that definitely.
And then Stax was with her there with
Huh?
Hans
On
Cuff.
that track, Stacks.
Yeah,
God, I'm
Stax,
sorry.
yeah. And you notice his eyes keep flashing after he's done talking. So it's like there was maybe some dialogue that was supposed to be there that was cut,
Yeah, possibly.
or the animation had a little bit of overrun there.
Yeah. Hey, well, real quick, what was the symbol that Hans Cuff is flashing above him on the on Gobatron on the when they defeated the Renegades?
Oh, let me see.
There was a symbol he was flashing above his car mode. Maybe it could have been like the Guardians symbol or whatever. But I'm not entirely sure.
Let me see, man.
Okay, well,
Yeah, keep talking. I'm looking.
yeah, I'll do that. So Turbo is decided he's going to create a distraction with Matt while Scooter reclaims the command center. And it becomes really evident really quickly that Matt's only there because he wants to go take back Anya Ternagova. And then we go to where nearby Zod is chewing up the scrapyard, which we find out is a scrapyard near the Air Force Base, I guess the Cheyenne Mountain. And in the command center, the Psykill goes back on there and starts taking off and going back and observing Zod. But and Scooter and AJ and Nick are still on there, where Leader One's like, "Hey guys, hide, because you don't want to get caught in here right now." So they all kind of hide, and we watch in horror as Leader One is dropped from his holding cell to the scrapyard, where Zod is chowing down. And Psykill remarks that he loves the taste of Guardians. So
Oh
yeah,
yeah, Zod loves him some garden. I don't see the symbol. Is that maybe in the next episode?
Maybe when they actually take out, I think it's when they take out the fortress. Maybe that's the next
Yeah,
episode.
that's the next episode. It's like I
Okay.
didn't see that in here.
Yeah. I mean, the Smitty series is like all killer and no filler at all. It's
Oh
all like
yeah.
constant, like there's stuff going on constantly. Even though we had a time jump, it didn't feel like a time jump.
Right.
It must be them for weeks escaping a Psykill and the humans, but it didn't even seem like it. They were like run pretty ragged.
And
I
we
know at
find
one
out
point.
later in the series like how long the astral beam lasts. But I guess they can go back voluntarily, but I guess with the astral beam though, it's supposed to last like 48 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, we find out later in the series that's the time. And I bring that up because that's when Tank goes back on the astral beam.
Yeah, Tang just kind of disappears from this whole thing. Like he's like he's yeah, I guess he assumes he's completed his mission, so he's back.
Yeah, so I was wondering if that may be involuntary because it didn't seem like 2 days had passed, but
No. Also, Tank, when he arrives, he looks huge. And
oh
he's
yeah,
like
he's massive. He's like bigger than any other renegades.
Yeah, he looks when he stands next to other ones, he's bigger, definitely, but he looks like he's towering over them like Omega Supreme. So
Yeah,
there may have been a weird perspective thing they tried, but
there
I'm a.
it was like a forced perspective, but also when he stands next to him though, he's at least a head taller than
Oh
the
yeah,
others.
easily.
Yeah.
And he looks so good. The GoBot himself was so basic, and the arms will always flop down next, like flop down on the to the ground, but it works really well.
Oh yeah. Well, and he was just a big bruiser. He was a grunt, you know.
Yeah.
He was there to wreck stuff. So
He did a great job.
yeah, he doesn't have like any delicate features or anything. And probably the only thing delicate about him are those little chrome weapons that everybody lost
God, or broke.
or broke. Yeah, or
Yeah.
both.
Yeah. Well, mine certainly broke on the ones that went on the top of them. Yeah.
Yeah,
The little clip thing on the top.
and the ones that go on his feet too, they would always snap off and
Yeah.
or snap in two.
Or get lost like mine.
Yes.
But by himself, Tank was still good.
Yeah, Tank was good by himself. And like you pointed out before, you could throw him at a burglar and he was still a bruiser.
In Machine Robo Tank, still the same. He's just like
Right.
bigger rock to throw at burglars. But
So
anyway, so.
Leader One gets brainstormed and
Yeah.
Psykill gets all of Gobotron's defense locations.
Big episode.
Right. And well, point I bring that up for is that basically, Leader One doesn't have the willpower that Crasher does.
No, but
Crasher
then again.
fought him, and maybe the Renegade Brainstormer is a little more harsh, or it works better for what it does. But
Yeah.
yeah, Crasher held out better and didn't give them all the information. But
Yeah.
man, Leader One gave it all up.
Maybe because Crasher is actually insane. Maybe that
Maybe yeah.
helps.
It's like trying to grab a handful of water and squeeze
Yeah,
it.
you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a great analogy. I want to say it, everyone. Thank you if you're part of the GoBot community for checking us out, and thank you for the Transformers community people for like There's always been this running joke in the Transformers community that GoBots were like the knockoff, and they're not. We know this if we actually think critically. So, everyone who's given us a chance on this, thank you very much. It was not really, it was something we, Boo and I had talked about a lot. It was something I didn't think I was going to do, but Ed needed a little time off the show. So it was a perfect time to do this. So I want to say thank you for everyone who's checking us out for the first time or the third time, because we're on the third episode. Well, fourth episode? Fourth
Fourth
episode.
episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For the fourth time, hopefully.
These go by quick.
They do, actually.
Yeah.
So thank you for everyone for checking us out. If you want to like send me messages, there's more than Mises guys at gmail.com. And we have a Discord that I will link in the show notes. I think I'm gonna make a little GoBots sub part of the Discord. And definitely check out on Facebook the excellent underground or excellent underground, sorry. And there's a Facebook page, and we also have a Discord for Excellent Underground and a really nice web page, which is where I really got going on the Transformers fandom years ago. So it's always
Yeah,
kind
it's
of nice to see
home.
this. Yeah, it is home. It is home. Whether it's a tenement, I don't care. It's still home. No, it's not. So, and thank you
Yeah,
for everything.
we have axonunderground.com and .net, so either one
Yes.
leads to the same place.
So everyone, thanks for listening to us ramble on this long. And please email us, check out the Discord, check out the our friends pages, and wish everyone a good week. And Gary Chalk, I hope you're hearing this. Probably not, but hopefully fans of Gary Chalk are hearing this, and we'll send some good vibes at him. You know, pray or think good thoughts or whatever you do. He's a great guy, and I want to make sure he has a nice long life in the fandom. So thank you
Yes.
everyone for being here tonight and or today, whatever time you're listening.
Yes.
And we will talk to you soon. All right.
Well, we've got more on the episode.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I was
Okay.
wondering, are we shutting it down? You
We're gonna yeah. Well,
might have
is
to
it the
move that
limping
clip.
leader one?
Yeah. Yeah, we go to well, Psykill, along with Dr. Terranova, inspects the Zod Armada.
Oh God, I did. I actually I remember watching that and not taking that note, apparently.
We're
Well, everyone, we're still going.
still going. So we have, yeah, so they're inspecting the Zod Armada. And then, hold on.
There's like almost she's holding like this it almost looks like 3 1/4 floppy disk.
Yes.
With all
And
the instructions and like the programming for all the entire army.
yeah, so Turbo and Scooter decided that this is the time to take back the command center.
Yeah, that's when Turbo decides to create a diversion with Matt.
Right. And so,
And
yeah, Turbo and Matt make a diversion so Nick, AJ, and Scooter can get into the command center. And I laughed at this moment. Crasher tried to shockwave Turbo and misses and knocks over a row of Zods, and it's like the motorcycle scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
it totally was. I thought the
Yeah.
same thing. Ding, 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 ding. That's like dominoes for the Zods.
Yeah. So, and the Zods aren't activated yet, so they're just,
Lifeless husks.
yeah, they're just sitting there and they just go over like dominoes.
Yep. Yeah, oh,
So,
God.
yeah, so Psykill and Crasher return to the command center. And so Nick, AJ, and Scooter, who have just gotten in there, have to hide
Yep.
because they found Leader One, and they sat there and talked to him for a while before, opening it up. So instead of just letting him out,
Well, Scooter's trying to figure out the code to unlock the bars.
yeah. And so they don't get to let him out right away, but they have to go hide because yeah, Crasher and Psycho come back,
Yep.
and then the original Zod turns out is hanging out in a junkyard eating cars.
Yeah, he's hanging out at the scrapyard by the Air Force base, munching down cars for like I guess nourishment or fuel or whatever.
Yeah. And then that's where we got to the part you mentioned earlier where, they dumped Leader One into
Yeah.
the junkyard. That's what Psycho's plan is with him. Now that he's done hacking his brain,
Yeah,
he
he's
drops him
gonna
off
get rid of him.
right in front of Zod, and Zod turns to look at him, and that's our cliffhanger.
And like every monologuing villain, he doesn't stop to see what's going on. He's just like, all right, he's done. Time to leave.
Oh yeah, doesn't stay to watch him get eaten. He's like, yep, we got other things to do.
Sharks with laser beams? Nah, we're good.
Yeah, he has a lot of faith in Zod, so.
Yeah, well, good reason for that. Anyways, so
And
here's
Zod,
our
he
real ending,
trusts.
everyone. We'll see y'all next week. I appreciate you being here. And Boo,
Bye.
see you later.